Wyatt Thompson, Mitch Fortner, all with you, but now joined by Susan Shipman and Chelsea Fryhart as well with the PowerCat auction coming up on Friday. Ahead of the spring game, wanted to give you guys a chance to promote it. Tell us a little bit about it. I'm sure it's been a lot of work getting everything together, but what do we have to look forward to coming up on Friday?
Absolutely. It is a lot of work, but we love doing it. We start the day after the auction starting for the next year, and, you know, this is the 33rd year that we've had the auction, raises a little under $500,000 for our student athletes, and so we are looking forward to blowing past that $500,000 mark this year. And so we've got a lot of unique things. I mean, that's what we can bill our auction with. And so our live auction items, we've got about 30 of them, a trip to Seattle to go with watch Tyler Lockett play. You'll be hosted by his dad, Kevin, and his wife, and his uncle, Aaron, and his wife. So 2 days, 3 nights in Seattle watching a Seahawks game.
And there are so many others. Chelsea, let's talk about some of those. I'm sure you guys spend a lot of hours in the initial process of going, what do we have available? What can we dream up to make this a big deal, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a ton of planning and just going out and looking at what's out there and what's popular at the time. So another couple of the live auction items. We have Coach Bill Snyder's headset that he wore during his 200th win that we saw this season and also during our Texas Bowl win. So that is one of our favorite items that we have going out this year.
We're not sure he knows that we've got it.
I was just going to say, somebody must have snuck in there.
Yeah, we might have had a few people help. But there's also going to be a trip with President Richard Myers and his wife Mary Jo to Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're going to be great hosts for that event and once in a lifetime with him.
And we also do a little dumpster diving. We are always looking for unique things. And they were cleaning out some rooms in Ahern this past fall. And we found some photos. Wyatt, you've seen the photos,
yeah.
So you know how incredibly unique they are. But
yes.
One of them, they're duos, basically. But the one is the Micah Hearn team from the very first year. And it shows the barracks, which is where the first basketball games at K-State were played. And they literally are one of a kind. There is, in fact, our sports information department did not even have these photos. They had to scan them. So we have three sets of photos, one with Jack Gardner and Tex Winter. But that first one is going to be pretty impressive from that first year.
We'll get back to some of the items in just a second. But you two are the front runners and do such a great job. But why don't you give the listeners a sense of how many people help you get this organized and ready to go and then pull the thing off like what you will do on Friday night?
Sure. We have a volunteer committee made up of donors that help us throughout the year. They kind of give us an idea of what auction items they'd like to see. Then we have a staff within the Ahern Fund Hospitality Department of about 40 students. All of them are contributing various ways through it. We have our parking services, our operations folks, the folks at KC Scott and his group, they're providing the parking. So by the time we're done, it's roughly 100, 150 people that really help pull this whole thing together. Plus, we have our student athletes. We'll have about 40 student athletes there from most of our sports who will be trying to sell these items and get more money from them. And so, you know, it's just an all-encompassing department project.
Very cool. I didn't know the student athletes were going to be there. That's another part of it. You know, to get one thing, just from the outside looking in at it, to me that's been cool about the items is kind of what you were talking about with the picture stuff. There just seems, if you're the type that collects K-State items, K-State memorabilia, there's a lot of stuff here that you would not otherwise have your chance to get the hands on.
Exactly. Most of our stuff is one of a kind. When they went through and redid the men's locker room this past year, we were grabbing all of the things we could get out of there. And so we have the recliner from the lounge area that the student lounge that they had, the players lounge. We've got this really cool, it's kind of a Big 12 standings thing that's magnetic. But, I mean, for your man cave, absolutely.
Absolutely.
It is so cool,
yeah.
And there is no other one. So, you know, we find things all over the place. We got into the dumpster and pulled out the Bramlage Coliseum caps from the old scoreboard, and we sold those. We sold all four of them. One is in the fridge. If you search the fridge liquor store, you'll find one of the end caps.
Really?
Another one's down at the Lake of the Ozarks at a boathouse. So our folks love these types of items, and so that's what we strive to do, is find those things. And it does take all year long to pull it off.
Well, as far as people getting involved, what's the information that that people want to know if they want to be a part of this on Friday?
Absolutely. We've got less than 100 tickets left. Doors will open at 5:30. The silent auction starts at 6:30. Live auction starts roughly at 8. If you're interested in coming, it's $150 a ticket. That includes a prime rib meal, courtesy drinks, all of that kind of stuff. And the telephone number, you can call us at the Ahern Fund at 888-232-9074. We'd love to have anybody who's going to be in town for the spring game that wants to come meet our new athletic director. He and his wife will be there that evening, so their first official athletic event, and you're going to go home with an opportunity to buy some things that nobody else is going to have.
And I understand my old buddy Lon Floyd's going to be your auctioneer, which is great, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to have him back.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, there you go. The PowerCat auction again coming up on Friday. One more time, just the phone number for those that that want to get involved with this, just while we have a second.
Yep, it is 888-232-9074. Hope to see you guys on Friday.
Okay, there you go. Friday, what time again? I'm sorry.
Doors open at 5:30.
Doors open at 5:30. All right, Friday, you can go to the PowerCat auction. Spring game coming up on Saturday as well. So certainly a lot going on this weekend. Well, Susan and Chelsea, really appreciate the time with you guys stopping by here on Wildcat Insider. Best of luck with everything. Anything else just that you want to get out there before we let you go?
Well, we forgot to talk about Wyatt's trip. Wyatt and Coach Clark are going to be hosting a trip to St. Louis on the train.
Baseball trip. Yeah.
And they'll watch the Royals and Cardinals play here in Kansas City and then take the train to St. Louis. That's been a really popular one, so we thank Wyatt for his efforts.
Well, you guys do a great job. We appreciate you coming in and being part of the show and kind of giving us a little sneak preview of what is always a great event. We appreciate your hard work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Knowing Wyatt and Coach Clark, I would recommend that trip. That sounds like a good time.
There you go.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for the hour one of Wildcat Insider. Coming up in hour two, we'll talk plenty more spring football. Alex Barnes at 5:40. When we return on Wildcat Insider, hear my interview with Gene Taylor, the new athletic director at K-State. I had a chance to sit down with him earlier today after his introductory press conference. Hour two of Wildcat Insider is coming up next.